Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name's Peter, and we have made it to the end of the week, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to the beginning of the weekend, and I hope that you have some great plans for the weekend. Not necessarily grand plans. They can be as big or as small as you want, but I do hope they're great in the sense of wonderful. And in the sense of wonderful being full of wonder, I'm hoping that you have a weekend that is full of wonder and joy and as much relaxation as you want or need right now. As I said, I'm going into an interesting weekend with, I said this yesterday, going into an interesting weekend working at a comic con. The Emerald City Comic Con is happening this weekend in Seattle. And my beautiful wife, Lauren, and I are helping out at a photo booth there. So I think it's going to be a really interesting adventure working at a comic con. I've never been to one. I've only heard stories and certainly seen lots of pictures. And I'm genuinely interested to see how it goes. It should be a very, very good time. Outside of that, I should also say, you know, happy March. Here we are. We are at the start of the third month of the year, and I'm excited because, you know, as they say, so far so good, and I'm hoping that we can kind of maintain this energy as we move through the year. It's busy, but not too busy yet, and that is always a goal for me. So that's a little bit about where I'm at and how I'm feeling right now. How are you doing today? Hope that you're having a wonderful day, a great Friday for you, wherever you are and whatever it is that you might be doing at this particular moment. I hope it's going well. I hope you're having an excellent Friday and that this is the culmination of a wonderful week. I know that it'll get a little bit better, or at least a little bit more relaxed and focused, if you join me right now and take a slow, deep breath in, and then let it out again really slowly. And with that, well, let's get into today's podcast with our first good news story, which is a really cool good news story coming to us from the European Union, which has plans to reduce the emissions in the entire bloc by 90% by 2040, and their goal is to become the world's first, quote, carbon neutral continent, unquote. Now, this target has been announced as the European Union's climate service said that the world had breached the 1.5 degrees Celsius warming limit agreed in Paris across an entire year. So, according to Wopke Hoekstra, who is the EU climate commissioner, quote, tackling the climate crisis is a marathon, not a sprint. We need to make sure everyone crosses the finish line and nobody is left behind. Now, this was probably a reference to some protests recently by farmers in Germany over plans to cut subsidies on diesel fuel. And those protests have led to targets on other green things, such as those relating to methane cuts being dropped from EU recommendations, which has been very dismaying to a lot of climate groups. Now, while the EU's emissions are falling rapidly, they're not falling fast enough. And so there is speculation as to how the bloc exactly hopes to achieve this new target. That takes us to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, even though this is March 1st, we are still celebrating Black History Month, which is the month of February here in the United States, because it just felt weird to only take it up to yesterday and then just randomly do something else today, Friday, end of the week. So you get a bonus day of Black History Month in several of the segments today, including The Good Word. And today's quote comes from the brilliant author, Dr. Maya Angelou. "You can only become accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off you." Again, it's another one of these quotes that's, you know, similar to the Langston Hughes one from the other day. It's important to stay focused on the things that you love and believe that you can achieve them. And a lot of it has to do with just stick-to-itiveness, right? Tenacity. Just heading in the direction of the things that you love and want to do relentlessly and not taking any steps to take you away from that if you can help it, but always moving forward in that direction. Sometimes inching forward, sometimes moving forward by leaps and bounds. But Dr. Angelou's point here is if you love the thing, then it's important to do it to the best of your abilities and make yourself irresistible at it. Let's hear this quote one more time. "You can only become accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off you." Dr. Maya Angelou. And we come next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. And again, we are wrapping up our Black History Month today with one more great piece of Black American history. And today it is about the very first African American millionaire, Madam C.J. Walker, who was born on a cotton plantation in Louisiana, but acquired her wealth after inventing a line of African-American hair care products, established the Madam C.J. Walker Laboratories, and was also highly regarded for her philanthropy. This takes us to our second good news story for today's podcast. This is a brief one, but it's pretty cool because it's more good news for animal conservation, and in this case, about jaguars in the United States. Now, I didn't know that there had been jaguars in the United States at any point. I just associate them with Central and South America. Turns out they were once regulars in Arizona, but they were virtually wiped out because of habitat loss and hunting. Well, now camera traps have captured two admittedly blurry pictures, but pictures nevertheless, of a jaguar roaming mountains in Arizona. And these sightings are on the heels of efforts to improve habitats for them in the Whetstone Mountains. Emily Burns of the conservation group Sky Island Alliance said, quote, "We're gratified to see the cat visiting mountain ranges that are a part of our work to recover habitat for wildlife." That brings us next to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, all this week we have been exploring South America, and specifically the nation of Chile. And we wind things up today with a deeper dive into the capital of Chile, the city of Santiago. It is not only the capital, but it's also the oldest city in the nation, and it is an absolute wealth of things to see and do. And fortunately, there is an Expedia vacation travel guide for Santiago, which I'm going to share with you today. These travel guides are brilliant. This one is only 5.5 minutes long, but it still manages to pack in about a dozen things to see and do in the city, including visiting the absolutely stunning Metropolitan Cathedral, the National History Museum, I almost said Natural History Museum, National History Museum, the Museum of Memory and Human Rights, as well as a couple of parks and a winery, some absolutely brilliant and beautiful neighborhoods, and on and on and on. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube, where you can spend about 5.5 minutes exploring the beautiful city of Santiago in Chile, courtesy of an Expedia vacation travel guide. That takes us to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme. And on Fridays, we wrap things up in good company, where I talk to you about someone that I think would be some good company to spend some time with if you were ever given the chance. Well, again, Black History Month, and we are wrapping up that theme, month-long theme, in several segments. This is one of them, and it's going to relate directly to the final segment for today, Sounds Good, the music segment, because I'm sharing with you, for good company, a brilliant interview with one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time, a man by the name of Tariq Trotter, who raps under the name Black Thought, and he is the lead MC for the legendary Roots crew from Philadelphia. The Roots have been around for several decades now. They are brilliant musicians, and very unusual in the hip-hop world because they play live instruments. So it's not just, as they used to say, two turntables and a microphone. It's not just a rapper and a DJ on turntables, but it's a full-on band. Bass and drums and guitar and horns. It's really quite a lineup. But out in front, giving voice to so many important things, is one of the greatest rappers of all time, Black Thought. Now, if you have only ever seen The Roots as the house band for the Late Show with Jimmy Fallon, or the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, I think it's the Tonight Show, then you have seen one side of them. You've seen a very laid-back, whimsical version of the band, and that is definitely a part of who they are and how they approach their art. But they are also very serious musicians who take every aspect of their interaction with the world very thoughtfully. And what I'm sharing with you is a pretty lengthy interview. It's almost 35 minutes long. So set aside some time in your day to settle in and watch this. But then do settle in and watch this, because it's eye-opening, and Black Thought is absolutely brilliant. It's an interview that's conducted by NPR Music, and it is wide-ranging and far-reaching. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend about 35 minutes in a conversation with Black Thought. So that brings us finally to Sounds Good, the segment of the podcast where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. And it Obviously, it's no surprise here that we turn to the music of The Roots. So this is an opportunity for you to see them performing live. If you've not seen them perform live, or if you're not familiar with their music, you're in luck. They had a residency at the Kennedy Center. And this particular clip that I'm sharing with you, it's just a little over 4 minutes long, is of The Roots performing one of their really great tracks called The Next Movement. And this is live on stage at the Kennedy Center, and it was aired on PBS. It's a brilliant performance. It has everything that you would want. Questlove is on the drums, absolutely killing it. Black Thought is out in front with his rhymes. And then, of course, a phenomenal lineup of live musicians, including members of the Kennedy Center Jazz Orchestra. It's phenomenal, and it comes from their fourth album, which was called Things Fall Apart, released in 1999. Can you believe it? That means that it's 25 years old. That's quite a legacy that this band is already creating. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head on over to YouTube and spend some time watching The Roots performing The Next Movement live at the Kennedy Center. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.